Okay, continuing Simon Reish Beis, we are up to Sif Yud Aleph. May Shrias Simukim. Let's say you have raisins that are soaked in water. So the water that you soak the raisins in, uta'inim or figs, or maybe shulam, or you cooked, you made a raisin soup or fig soup. Sounds like a delicious dish. Mevarech aleihem shahakol. You make a shahakol in b'dvarim, which is the shita of the Rashba in Sif Yud. And even according to the Rosh, who is Mesupik, if you make a eitz, but either way, your yotze b'di'evid, or an al-safik, shahakal works for yotze yam harosh. However, that is in regards to bracha rishayna. When it comes to bracha achrayna, now that we've changed the situation, that it's a item that's one of the shivas haminim, and in those items, you need to make a bracha achrayna, a special bracha achrayna, bracha me'in shalish, and not simply a bar nefesh. So now you have a suffix. A bracha achrayim is to stop. I can mevarach bar nefesh. So I mevarach bracha me'in shalish. So the mechaber is not paskening like the Rashba. He simply tells us the way to be mahalach in the suffix is to simply say a shahakol, but that only helps you regarding bracha rishayna. But bracha achrayna, it's not so clear what to do. Now it seems that his opinion is that You could be yotze with the bar nefesh, no problem, but there is room to be machmer. V'lechein yirishimayim lo yishta ala b'zeich suda. A yirishimayim should only eat these items in a drink these items in a suda. A yechal pri meshivas aminim v'gam yishtamayim, so that you have the bracha achron anyways, and you also drink water, so you're making both the bar nefesh and the bracha achas mehen shalosh. V'em moshe chamayim avdilu miyatzimukim. Let's say you separated the water from the raisins. In effect, you made actual raisin juice. Now, this comes up in the kashrus world. Many bread items contain raisin juice. Raisin juice needs hashgacha. And it's not so simple to make raisin juice with a good hashgacha. And there are often issues obtaining kosher raisin juice. So those in the kashrus world are always concerned for raisin juice as one of the ingredients. It's a big red flag in general and requires a rigorous kosher program. So havelei yayin, once it's raisin juice, then it has the status of wine, and that's why it has kashrus sensitivities, because of the halachas of stam yayin. Mevarich halav bar pir gafen, and now that it's wine, you make a bar pir gafen, ubrach achas min shalosh, and you would make a al hagefen after consuming it. Now these raisins, and this is a very important halacha, in those halachas regarding stam yayinim, this comes up regarding tartaric acid or grapeseed oil, where the fruit is only considered a grape in the sense that the liquid that comes out of it would be wine, only if it's still moist. That if I would press them as is, there's still something left to squeeze out. When you squeeze it, you squish it, nothing comes out. Of dvash, any actual raisin juice loy, that would not be considered yayin in Hilchos Stam Yeinim and also in Hilchos Brachos. Mishnah Berurah Sivkata Nun Dalet. So if you have Meishriya Simukim or Teinim, so the Brach Rishon is going to be Bavarich Aleim Shahakol. Myri Shashayse Hamayim Bifnei Atzman. We're talking in a case where you drink the water on its own. Avon Oichal Aperis Atzman. If you ate the fruit, Vishayse Hamayim Gamkein, so you have a fruit salad, which you bought that's already expired, and now it's moist, there's a lot of water in it, but you're eating the fruit salad, and you're also going to drink the water afterwards. The water does not require its own bracha. It's nasa tafel la'pri. You're eating fruits, and you are also consuming the water on the bottom of the fruit cup. But if your primary intent here is to drink, consume the beverage, so now you had already made a bar priate, so the problem is you're stuck, because tzarechin, we don't paskin that it's shahakol, we paskin to make a shahakol, because that's the better option. But if I already made a priate, to make a shahakol is not a good option now, it's running into a shayla of safi brachas, and maybe I shouldn't. Tzarechin, yivarach shenis al amrak shahakol, de la rosh, according to the rosh, kfayas brachas priate, you already yotze, valkin yivarach adavar acher, tchilo shahakol, so have some licorice. Many rabbanim always have candy in the house for this halacha, that anytime I need to make a shahakol, there's some candy available, and that helps me avoid putting myself into situations of bracha levatala. Okay, sivkata nun hei, laharash. So koy al sifa koydim. So you have to follow, this follows the previous sif and sif yud. Dehevi plukta B'zeh, where the Mechaber brought Machlokes Rashba and the Rush. And he's saying, in effect, that in a practical sense, we go with the first opinion to make a shakal. The yotze b'zem gama, that's a rush, because you kill, you're yotze both shittos. The balav hachia kolod v'rm, I'm a shakal, yotze, v'bracha achorin, gam ki ein nafkamina mikol ha-per. It's no real nafkamina, because most food items, the bracha achorin, shalhem ein ala bar, nefosh as rabbis. But the chiddish of sifir aleph is perish shiva saminim. Of the shiva minim, can go in simukim with the einim, shem b'vorchan alein bracha b'achorin amein shalish. You have to make aleids. So b'zeh yesh l'stapik, hey Chineva, what should we do? Dim yesh lamayim din apri. If we go with the rush, yesh levarach alav main shalish ba'achronim, you have to make a bracha main shalish. Vim in lamayim din apri ba'atzman. If we pass him like the Rashba, in levarach alav elabar nefashos. So uve elu ina achas by teres chaverta filu b'diavad. B'diavad, if you made a bar nefashos instead of a gefen, it wouldn't work, or al peiros. And vice versa, it wouldn't help you to pat you from bar nefashos. So therefore, a Yirei Shemayim should avoid putting himself into this situation. Now we can think of other options, eating less than the kazayis, but the option the Mechaber gives us is to only eat a b'sei chasuda, the birchas hamazon peteres bracha shalachreim, bein shetiyah mein shalish, bein shetiyah bar nefashos rabbis. The benching is going to include everything, and therefore there is no concern for making the wrong bracha achreina. Then the Mechaber concluded that if you are Masha Hamayim, if you did Hamshacha is a term used in the halachas of Yayin, that let's say you have grapes, and you squeeze the grapes, and you have grape juice. So as long as the grapes and the juice have not been separated, there is no Hamshacha. So at that point, from a halacha standpoint, it's not really considered grape juice with the status of wine, which comes up in Kashrus, that if you pasteurize at that point, so then going forward, everything is mavushal, then you avoid many of the issues, or all the issues, that come up with nachrim touching the wine. But if you had hamshacha, if some of the grape juice was separated, and it wasn't get mavushal, so at that point you have an issue in the world of stam yinim and kashrus, and you need excellent mashgichim working in these places, and unfortunately, many of these places are in far-flung countries or cities, don't necessarily have the cream of the crop working there. Okay, so if it was Mashach Pirish, had the Hishvinu Tzimukim Uteinim, Eina Ela Kish Bishahoyu Me'oiravim Hatzimukim Maraitiv. That's only when we said that these halachas of raisins is the same as figs, that's only when it's still in a mixture together. Dadain Shem Maraitiv Marakalim. It's like a soup. Ava Bisham Mashach Hamayim and Tzimukim. Once you separate the water from the raisins, Havali Hamayim Yayin Gamar. That's Yayin and but that's the magen Avram. The lav dafka mashicha nasi yain. You don't need mashicha to make it wine in this halacha. That he says brachas are different than yaradeh. And yaradeh, yes, yain is only when you did hamshacha. But when it comes to brachas, it goes by intent. So kol shaloi shirona dat lechatz mukim rakim shechlo shasamayim. If you had in mind to make raisin juice, you happen to like unfiltered raisin juice. So then afilu shasamayim klik shemravim biyachad din yain yeishloi, and you would make a bari priagafen. Bakin gibayim mefarshe kipshutei de dafka b'shemashach. You need to have hamshacha el demayir b'shloi nishra dain shloshi yam. Did not soak for 3 days. Elakach inla din yain and a birchas bari priagafen. Elam kain mshachan v'afrid meim tzimukim. Unless you did a hamshacha and you removed it from the tzimukim. Otherwise, if you are simply relying on the fact that it got the flavor, then you need to wait 3 days. Even if you didn't have 1/4 of the concentrate, this is alluding to a different halacha in that how much water dilutes the grape juice so that it's no longer considered potent and yayin and bari peregafen. But in this case, since the tzimukim are yafim, it's good raisins, as long as the final product tastes like raisin juice, you would make a hagafen. However, the Mechaber concluded that if you were yidrich and nothing comes out, then it does not have the status of wine. Shem yidrich hasam and tzolamer beloy shriya, without soaking, simply by pressing it, you could remove some juice. So then in that case, im sharon, if you soak, havale yayin gomer, that is considered yayin. Shema chuchat v'nam revorch leim shakal kuliyama, if there's no lachluchas chamiyat, vafa pishinimtiku ktsasamayim, it did sweeten it a little bit from the outside of the raisin, but there's no actual juice in there, ein ela zeya ba'ama, and this halacha, that would still be considered only zeya, and it's not really raisin juice. If you had fully dried raisins, and now you soak those raisins in water, and if you would have squeezed those raisins before soaking it, nothing would have come out. So the halacha is that is not considered yayin, and you would only make a shahakon yebavare.